Captain Ahab pursued Moby Dick, the Pizarro brothers sought El Dorado, and this week NPR's David Wellna went after the elusive former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. Here's his reporter's notebook.
So I'm in Minnesota reporting on the U.S. Senate race between Republican incumbent Norm Coleman and his Democratic challenger Al Franken. And I keep hearing that Jesse Ventura, that pro wrestler turned governor turned surf bum in Mexico, might throw the Senate race into turmoil by jumping in himself. Still, except for one obscure wine lovers publication, Ventura has not granted a single interview request in nearly 2 months. So I look up Ventura's old buddy and fellow independent, Dean Barkley. Over a beer, Barkley tells me Ventura's not saying whether he will go after Coleman's Senate seat.
And he's getting more pressed by not doing anything than he ever would if he'd announced. So I think he's dumb like a fox. You know, I've had more interviews than Carter has pills because they can't get hold of him. So who do they bug? They bug me.
I asked Barkley to bug Ventura for an interview. It works. 3 days later, I'm alone with Ventura in an empty suburban St. Paul parking lot. He insists he's still undecided about a run for the Senate.
I will tell you this, that if I do get in and if I am elected, they truly will have revolution show up in Washington.
Are you any closer to making a decision about this?
No. I'll probably decide the day it happens. Maybe the day before, so it doesn't wreck my birthday.
That's next Tuesday, the day Ventura turns 57, and the filing deadline for the Senate race. And yet, the more I talk with Ventura, the more it sounds like he is running.
I'm running against the Democratic and Republican parties. That's who I'm running against. It is not the two particular individuals that they decide to prop up like puppets.
So you are running.
If I run.
It's like a game, but Ventura wants to make the rules.
You can try to trick me into words, whatever it is you reporters love to do. Don't irritate me or I'll stop talking to you.
Before long, though, Ventura is asking me to play political pundit.
Yeah, what do you think? Should I take these bozos on?
Well, I would love to see what happens.
Well, I just get a kick out of them. They love to shun me off like I'm irrelevant. You'd think they would have learned their lesson. You know? I'd be scared to death of me if I was them.
Remember this, he adds. I am the most powerful man in America.
NPR's David Wellness.